This news update is brought to you by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, a member of FDIC. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press, I'm Ed Wolf with your news update. Blue Star Mothers Chapter 178 is hosting a dinner Wednesday, October 17th from 4:30 to 6:30 at the Port Austin American Legion, located at 8875 Helms Road, Port Austin. Menu includes pork loin, mashed potatoes, bread stuffing, applesauce, and homemade desserts. Adults are $14 and children under 12 are $4. Guests have the option to dine in or take out. All proceeds from this event will support troops and veteran projects. The community is encouraged to attend and support this cause. Work is underway on the Saginaw Medical Diamond, a long-term riverfront development expected to create a major healthcare business and community hub. The plan includes medical residence, commercial, and retail spaces, anchored by a $15 million behavioral health clinic backed by federal funds and a $10 million in city and county support. Planning Director Mr. Zimmerman said infrastructure work such as buried utility lines and water and sewer upgrades will continue throughout 2026, with major construction extending to 2030. The first breaking ground in TriStar Trust new regional headquarters consolidated with the 25th anniversary. The building is expected to be finished in 2027. Future components will be CMU College of Medicine, SVSU Health Professional Education Building, Great Lakes Bay Health Center, Behavioral Health Center, and New Riverfront Park. The Putnam family has shared new details about the recovery process of relatives injured in the late September crash that killed three family members. In the post Wednesday on the Growing Up Putman Facebook page, the family reported that Gia remains in stable condition after experiencing elevated blood pressures and intracranial pressures. The doctors have removed her chest tube. Noah is showing steady improvement through occupational and congestive therapy and is able to talk and eat and move more each day. According to update, Blake, Lulu, and Aiden have been released from the hospital. The September 26 crash happened when a tractor trailer failed to stop at the sign of Hertz Corner and struck the Putman's SUV on Deckerville Road, and Tuscola County Sheriff said today. And we'll be right back after this word from our sponsor.
Have you considered switching to your local bank, Bayport State Bank? This is Karen Phillips, manager of the Pigeon office of Bayport State Bank. We're dedicated to meeting the needs of the Thumb region with a comprehensive range of products and services, including no-fee checking with free monthly statements. That's right, no charge to send your paper statements. Does your bank do that? Plus, we offer many savings options and a variety of lending solutions, from personal and business to agricultural and everything in between. With our experienced local loan officers, we'll work with you to craft the perfect financial package to suit your needs. Since 1896, we've been committed to serving the Thumb community. Visit us soon in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, or Sebring to experience what true hometown banking feels like. Remember, you're never more than 20 miles away from one of our convenient Huron County locations. Plus, with 10 local ATMs and mobile and online banking, we're here to assist you no matter where you are. Service, community, commitment, that's our promise to you. If you're ready to experience the personalized care from a local bank that truly values you and our community, stop by and see us at Bayport State Bank, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
A man from Saginaw County was hospitalized following a crash Tuesday morning in Richfield Township. Authorities report the accident occurred around 7 a.m. on Gratiot and Steel Road, where a driver, age 42, veered off the road at a curve and struck a train crossing sign. The man told investigators he had fallen asleep at the wheel after working a lengthy overnight shift. He sustained broken bones and was transported for medical treatment. There have been many accidents already this fall due to falling asleep behind a wheel, and law enforcement stresses the importance of pulling over if you feel like you are sleepy, as driving sleepy is not safe and as driving under the influence of alcohol. But the key point is to stay safe, they emphasize. The Saginaw mother is mourning the loss of a 22-year-old son, a local boxer who died hours after a fight in the Gallatin boxing gym on Saturday night. Shirley Welch said her son, Torrance Welch, became lethargic and unresponsive during the second round of his match. He was taken by ambulance to the hospital where he died Sunday morning. Welch said she noticed something was wrong during the fight and felt it. She should have stopped it sooner. She raised concerns about the lack of immediate medical assistance and the response time for CPR, saying she hopes the gym will prioritize safety protocols in the future. Tyrone, who began boxing as a teenager, was known for his positive spirit and had recently dedicated his life to Christ. Gordon Boxing Gym held an event Monday evening for boxers and the community members to remember him. An autopsy will determine the cause of death. A beloved Frankenmuth carriage horse named Ruby collapsed and died Saturday while crossing the Holtsbrook-covered bridge, prompted an outpouring of grief from the community and her caretakers. Frankenmuth police said Ruby, part of the H&H Acres and Carriage Service team, suffered an apparent medical emergency mid-route and died at the scene. The horse's been sent to Michigan State University for examination, where initial findings suggest a sudden rupture of major blood vessels near her heart. Her owner, Haley Sweeney, said Ruby's death was not caused by overwork or mistreatment, noting that this horse was well taken care of and physically suited for the carriage work. The carriage service has received widespread support from visitors and residents who fondly remember Ruby, a rescued horse once saved from slaughter in Wisconsin. Police are conducting a follow-up investigation as the community continues to mourn the loss of Frankenmuth's most recognized carriage horse. And we'll be right back after this word.
Can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
All right, and our last story, the Saginaw Fire Department has held its annual ceremony on Tuesday honoring citizens, firefighters, first responders who demonstrated exceptional service to the community. Chief Brandon Hesbach emphasized the ceremony's role is to recognize those who contribute to making Saginaw safer and paying tribute to firefighters who lost their lives in the line of duty. Following the event, attendees were offered a tour of the fire station. Coincided with Fire Prevention Week, this year's campaign focused on the educating residents about safe use of lithium-ion batteries, which power most common household electronics. The chief also highlighted the risk of misuse, such as overheating or fire, or urging residents to safely buy, charge, and recycle these batteries. The department also offered assistance in identifying devices with lithium batteries to help reduce fire hazards in homes. This awareness effort aligns with the National Fire Safety Initiative aimed to preventing battery-related fire incidents. That's all the news we have for this hour. You can get your news anytime at thumbnet.net.